Austin, Texas Country Cook Radio. Of course, that song is Buck Owens, Take a Tiger by the Tail. Well, I don't know why I played that. I know why. We've got Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, real name Joe Maldonado, on the phone with us right now, calling from federal prison. Joe, how are you doing this morning?
Oh, hanging in there pretty good. I appreciate you having me, but, you know, it's prison.
Well, I mean, what do you say to that?
Hey, what do you say to that? Yeah, exactly.
Now, what?
It could be worse, though.
Yes, sir. And what facility are you? You're in Tarrant County, but it's a federal. Are you in a, is this like a regular a general population, or how does this work? I have no idea.
I'm in a federal medical center in Fort Worth, Texas.
Okay.
And it's the prison that I'm at, you know, and like I said it could be worse, because the prison I'm at is kind of like a college campus. There's no doors. There's no cells. It's not like what you see on TV, you know, prison. We live in open dorms, and there's no doors, so you're pretty much free to walk wherever 24 hours a day, you know?
Well, we're just glad to talk to you, and we, of course, became aware of you back in COVID, and you were a worldwide sensation, and now you're trying to get released, and I read your very nice plea to President Trump you sent the other day, and then you sent it to us. We all read it, and you've got a lot of great points, and it's interesting your take on it now that you've been in there since, 2019? A lot has changed.
I've been actually in here since September the 7th of 2018.
Wow.
8 years, yeah. It's been a while.
Well, I want to introduce Amber to you and Rita, and they both have a couple of questions, and I'm going to jump back on, too, but I know your time is limited, but we did want to talk to you and get some answers and get some information from you, because the people have been asking us questions since we've been announcing that we're interviewing you. They're sending us questions to ask you, because it's been kind of quiet lately, other than what you post on social media. And that was one of my questions, is how much social media are you allowed to consume there? Is it okay for you to be on the phone and on Facebook and things like that?
I have a team of five people all over the world, even one person in London that runs my social media.
Okay.
A couple people in Florida and one in Indiana. So I don't exactly see everything that they post. They mail me screenshots of a lot, and then they send me emails, copy and paste emails, you know,
right,
of what's going on. So I stay pretty much on top of what's really going on out there.
This call is from a federal prison.
And you know, the crazy part is they've been doing all of this for me for 5 years now.
Wow.
And they run my banking. They do everything. And you know, I've never met one of them.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, they all started out as fans.
Well, and I mean, again, you made millions and millions of fans during COVID, and you know, who would have thought that would blow up on Netflix like that? Did you have any suspicion when y'all filmed it that was going to go worldwide?
Okay. You know, and that's one thing that the public doesn't understand is I was in prison 2 years before that was filmed.
Right.
I didn't film for Tiger King, and they didn't pay me for Tiger King. They actually even screwed me over and paid. They paid somebody else even for my music. Because the minute you're in jail, everybody takes advantage of you.
Right.
You know, if you was to Google Joe Exotic and hit the shopping button, right, None of that comes to me. All of that is people all over the world making money off of me. But what Netflix did with the producers, real good production, is they took all of my footage off my YouTube channel because I was filming for a reality show.
Right.
And then, you know, I had JoeExoticTV.com every night. So they took all that footage off without my permission and made Tiger King.
I didn't know if they'd put it into conservatorship or if they put it into a trust or something, but they just completely flat out took your money. And that's crazy.
They completely just screwed me over, yes.
Man, that sucks. But Rita and Amber, why don't y'all take it over and ask some of the questions people have been asking us. And here it is, Mr. Tiger King himself.
Okay.
Who's next, Rita? You want me to go next? I just have one question.
Okay, go.
What's the biggest myth about you that people still believe? Like that came from the show. Is there like a myth about you?
There's two things that really upset me that people, you know, writing in the letters and then the news people. The news people are the worst. They tell the wrong story every time. I do not have one animal abuse or animal cruelty charge on me, period. Okay. I have never been accused of, charged, or convicted of animal cruelty or animal abuse. All of the animal charges that I'm on are nothing but paper charges, like my vet marked the wrong box on the health certificate that's considered a Lacey violation of the Endangered Species Act. Has nothing to do with the care of my animals. And then, you know, I'm the only one in the show. I finally got to watch both seasons, you know, about a year ago. And I'm the only one in the show with a full head of teeth and wearing clothes. And it really upsets me that they made me out to be the meth head when all of the crackheads are the ones with no teeth running around in the show with no clothes on.
That checks out, though. That does check out. Well, man.
Those are the two myths that they take away from the show that I hate. I'm not a crackhead, and I am not in here for animal abuse.
Well, that's good to know. I'm glad you set the record straight. Now, Rita Ballou, our third partner, she's got some questions. Take it away, Rita.
Okay, here's the deal, Joe. You happen to be my Valentine's Day gift from my two coworkers, so you belong to me right now. And I've been doing this for a very long time, but I have to tell you, I am absolutely starstruck. Like, I don't even want to ask the silly questions that I've put together because I am just so starstruck. And here's the deal. Before the Tiger King documentary was ever out, I've got two friends that live in Oklahoma that were obsessed with Tiger King. And so they would always like send me videos and clips and stuff. So whenever the documentaries came out during COVID, I was like, I know who this is completely. Like, I knew the entire story.
This call is from a federal prison.
I don't know if you heard that, but that cut you off. I didn't hear the last question.
Oh, I was just saying that, you know, I had been following the Joe story for a while, and one of my questions you've already answered for me. My question is, have you ever been able to sit down and watch the entire Tiger King documentary? But you said that you have, and that was only a year ago?
Yeah, because, we don't get cable in prison. I mean, we get television, but we don't get cable and all of the show stuff. But my lawyers brought it in, and because one day when I can afford to pay them to sue Netflix, I plan on suing Netflix. But I watched it. I was able to watch it because we're working on a lawsuit. And you know, I almost couldn't stand to watch it because I knew what was lies and what was fake.
And it
just really kind of just tore me up. And then, you know, nobody ever told me in season two that they all admitted to perjury. And then I'm shocked to find out that Alan, the government's hitman, literally took the lawyers in Netflix to the zoo and showed them where he hid a murder weapon, where their original plan was to kill me. And I'm still in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's Chucky.
Yeah, did you not watch season two?
Yeah. We were talking about it yesterday on how Netflix went back to the well for a cash grab because season two was trash.
Yeah.
Season one, we all got into it. Season two was absolute cash grab trash. So you mentioned, and I'm just curious, you mentioned that you are now in a medical facility in Fort Worth. Now, that's where I'm located. Yeah. I live right outside of Fort Worth. So give us a quick recap about your health.
I'm fighting prostate and lung cancer.
Oh man!
And I have the beginning stages of emphysema and coronary artery disease. But I get my blood transfusions every month. You know, I did a year of chemo and radiation in North Carolina at the prison hospital. You know, and being locked in a 6x12-foot concrete room there, puking every day by myself doing chemo and radiation. I signed the papers to quit that, so I'm not doing any treatment right now except my blood transfusions every month. That's my ploy to President Trump is, you know, not only did they admit to perjury, they admitted that I was the target, that it wasn't Carol, you know, because Jeff and them wanted the zoo that bad, and then they deported my husband, and he's having a really hard time in Mexico right now, so... You know, if anything, and you're in Austin, Texas.
Yes, sir.
If anything that the public could do for me right now is, you know, in the show it showed you that I was the youngest police chief in Texas's history.
I remember that.
I've served the people. I've done nothing wrong. The show shows that I've done nothing wrong now. The evidence shows that I've done nothing wrong. We have their cell phones where they all admitted to fabricating the evidence. ask Governor Abbott, as a man that I've respected ever since he's ever become governor, to pick up a phone and call President Trump and sign my clemency. I don't even need a pardon. I'm not even asking for a pardon because my president is a 34-time felon. You know, I can't. I just want him to sign my clemency and time served so I can travel and I can work because I got to go save my husband. And aww. You know, I could give a rat's behind about the Epstein files, about anything else. I would need him to sign my clemency because I'm running here wrong. You know, all of these millionaires are getting out of prison. All these drug dealers are getting pardons. He just pardoned 5 NFL players for distributing cocaine. You know, I've done nothing wrong. I've served 8 years. You know, whatever you think I did wrong, 8 years in this hellhole is enough fighting cancer. Okay, I just want to go home so I can save my husband.
I don't understand why they can't do like a medical release or something like that, because I do think you've served a lot. And you came out of the Tiger King, the first part of it, the first season. I mean, Carol Baskin became the evil person. Nobody likes her anymore. But
hey, if you don't know, she didn't kill her husband. Oh. You're crazy.
She fed him to those tigers. It is so obvious.
Yeah. It is so obvious.
She should be locked up.
Before they kick us off, can you play a fun little game that we like to call This or That, where we give you two things and you tell us this or that?
I can try.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. We'll go fast. It's a speed round. Mullets or mustache? Okay.
Mullets or mustache? Now, what am I supposed to say? This or that?
You just pick your favorite.
Oh, definitely mullet.
All right.
Okay. Bedazzled jacket or fringe?
Fringe.
Yeah.
Fiddle or electric guitar?
Electric guitar.
Honey buns or ramen noodles?
Honey buns.
OSU.
There's a few of them running around in here.
Yeah, I know. That's
the
question. that's currency, isn't it?
I actually married one of them.
Oh, well.
Okay, no. You're going to have to repeat that question.
Okay. OU or OSU?
I don't like either one of
or
them.
Texas.
Really,
or
I'll
Texas.
Have to go with OSU.
Yeah.
OSU. Okay. How about I saw a tiger or Here Kitty Kitty?
Here Kitty Kitty.
Tiger King the musical or Tiger King the action movie?
Tiger King the musical, and you know that there's one being made right now, right?
No, is there?
What?
I hope you get part of that.
For live Broadway, and yes, I will get 20% of the gate.
Love that.
Yeah. Oh, nice. And this is not a this or that, but my final question is, who would you like to play you in the movie about your life?
Well, dang sure ain't Nicolas Cage. like they wanted to be.
There's only
one person in the world that can play Joe Exotic, and that is David Spade, Joe Dirt.
Joe Dirt. I love it.
Yes.
Well, Mr. Exotic, Mr. Whatever you prefer, thank you for taking the time. And I know you've got other things, and I know you're going to be cut off soon. But I wanted to make sure.
It just beeped, so we got about 45 seconds.
I want to make sure we get the word out and your plea out to the president. And we'll talk more about that after you hang up. But good luck and keep tabs with us, and we'll keep tabs with you. But we love having you on the show.
Let my team know if you ever want me to call in, because I do like free radio shows a week. And the public are almost to where they expect it now.
I would love that.
Have everybody get a hold of Governor Abbott and get on pardonjoeexotic.com and sign the petition to Trump. And the comeback party is going to be amazing.
You're telling us, man. Pardonjoeexotic.com. Y'all get on there, sign the petition, and we'll see if we can get him out of jail. And then we'll be able to talk to him live. But good luck, sir. And we'll talk to you soon. And he just got cut off by the federal prisons. But hey.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, y'all.
We got a new co-host, y'all.
He was great. And I didn't know what to expect.
Oh my God, I was a nervous wreck.
And Rita.
That was the coolest guy ever.
Rita, you can never, ever clown me about the Restless Heart interview again. There was an interview I did with Restless Heart a long time ago, and Eric and Rita thought it'd be funny to let me handle it, and I was a total, just like Rita just did. And but this guy,
fangirl.
This guy, I didn't know what to expect going into this interview. And
he was cool. I liked him.
He was cool as a cucumber.
He got 15 minutes. He set the record straight. He got his word out. He let us talk. I didn't know, you know, how that was going to go, but I think it couldn't have gone any better.
I think we need to do a once a week show.
Yeah, thank you. We can do new music Mondays with Joe Exotic.
Next time it's going to be Amber Hot Seat. You can find out, you know, the other stuff we didn't get to ask him because we all had questions, but I wanted to make sure, you know, I know the reason he does this. He's trying to get the word out.
Sure.
And a poor guy, I didn't realize he'd been in jail for 8 years straight. I thought there was some time where, you know, he got to come in and out, but it's crazy the amount of time he's already spent in, which it's about a third of his sentence, more than a third of his sentence already. But he wrote a real nice letter to President Trump the other day asking to be released. So he wants to go before Congress and talk about drugs in prison because that's one thing he said. He's not a meth head. He's not a druggie, but his husband is. His husband was deported. His husband got hooked on drugs in prison. And there's a big problem with drugs in prison. And he wants to lead the fight against that and help with that. And so he actually has some pretty good points. But, man, I can't believe we just talked to the Tiger King. Scotty, during COVID.
I doubted it. I really did. But the minute he got on, I was like, oh, my gosh, this guy's cool as hell. It's a thing.
Scotty, in 2020 would have gone, nah, you're never going to interview that guy on the radio. And here we are.
I love that he added, yeah, I do free radio shows since we had to pay for that interview.
Yeah, we didn't go down that road because I hope he didn't listen to our podcast. That we were really kind of clowning him because we thought we were...
Called him a scammer.
But he did explain that is he has five people all around the globe that run his social media. And I just got lucky that he responded directly to me on Facebook. And then we made that relationship and here we go. So... I guess on that other page, I was talking to other people.
Yeah, somebody in London somewhere.
But we are so far over time, it's not even funny. But we got to take a break, and we'll come back and wrap this thing up. It is your morning show with the Tiger King on Coke Radio.